The Divine Warrior. The Bible tells us that the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. Galatians 5:17, New Living Translation. But live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Galatians 5:16, NIV. The Apostle Paul further states, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Romans 13:14, NIV. One of our main problems we must deal with is what the Bible calls the flesh, the old man, the old nature, or whatever terms you choose to use. The flesh will not change. It must be exchanged for the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20. See Ephesians 6:10-18, The Armor of God. The second problem we have is against persons without bodies, the evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it is all over, you will still be standing up. Ephesians 6:12-13, The Living Bible. The Apostle Paul alludes to the armor of God that the divine warrior Jesus Christ will be wearing when he returns to establish his eternal kingdom. Isaiah 59:17-18. It is this armor, as believers, that we are to put on in order that we may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6:10-11. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Ephesians 6:14, NIV. Before a Roman soldier put on his armor, he put a belt around his waist. This held his garment together and served as a place on which to hang his armor. The belt of truth refers not to the facts of the gospel, but to a believer's integrity and faithfulness. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, Ephesians 6:14. The breastplate of righteousness refers not to justification, Romans 3:24, 4-5, but to the outworked righteousness of Christ, practiced in a believer's life, Romans 8:12-13. As a soldier's breastplate protected his chest from an enemy's attacks, so sanctifying, righteous living, Romans 6:13, 14-17, guards a believer's heart against the assaults of the devil, James 4:7. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Ephesians 6:15. This verse does not speak of the spreading of the gospel. Instead, this refers to a believer's stability or sure-footedness from the gospel, which gives him peace so he can stand in the battle. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Ephesians 6:16, NIV. The shield in a Roman soldier's attire, made of wood, was about 2.5 feet wide and 4 feet long. It was overlaid with linen and leather to absorb fiery arrows. Thus, it also protected the other pieces of the armor. Hence, Paul used the phrase, in addition to all this. The shield consists of faith. The idea, then, is that a Christian's resolute faith in the Lord can stop and extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, John 17:15. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, Ephesians 6:17. The helmet and the sword are the last two pieces a soldier takes up. A helmet, being hot and uncomfortable, would be put on by a soldier only when he faced impending danger. Having one's head guarded by a helmet gives a sense of safety, so the helmet of salvation refers either to present safety from the devil's attacks or to a future deliverance. The hope of salvation as a helmet, 1 Thessalonians 5:8, NIV. Finally, a Roman soldier would take in hand his sword, his only offensive weapon. Of the Spirit refers to the source or origin of the sword. Hence, it is the sword given by the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is specified as the Word of God. Word is the Greek word rhema. It refers to an utterance of God occasioned by the Holy Spirit. See how Jesus used the word 3 times when tempted by the devil. See Matthew 4:1-11. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Ephesians 6:18, NIV. The manner in which a soldier takes up these last two pieces of armor is suggested by praying and being alert. When the enemy attacks, and on all occasions, Christians are to pray continually in the Spirit, Jude 20, 1 Corinthians 14, 14-15, with all kinds of prayers. Their requests are to be for all the saints because of Satan's spiritual warfare against them. Just as a man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hebrews 9, 27-28, NIV. Do you have on the armor of God? Are you waiting on him to bring you his full salvation?